everybody. Welcome back. I'm Nate Moore. This is another episode of Big Ideas from the Business Intelligence Guy. I want to talk about another topic from the MGMA Annual Conference presentation in New Orleans a couple of weeks ago. This is one of the topics that we didn't get to. For those of you who weren't in the session, we kind of had six topics around patient access and what do you want to talk about. And we went down the list of what the group wanted to talk about first and then second and third. We made it through most of the topics, but not this one. What this topic is looking at is evaluating how loyal patients are to your providers. And what I mean by loyal is if they saw them the first time, what are the odds they'll come back and see the same provider the second time? And obviously, this is going to vary quite a bit among practices and what your subspecialty and specialties are and all that good stuff. But for purposes of today's podcast, what we're going to talk about is how likely is a patient to come back and see a provider the second time? And if you see the graph that comes with the podcast, you'll see an analysis I did for one group. And there's a couple of things you might take into account when you're trying to do this calculation. What you might do is you might say, all right, I'm going to scoop up all of last year's appointments, let's say, or 100 appointments, or whatever your sample size is. You might grab as many as you can, you know, last year, last couple of years or whatever, and you might wait a few months before grabbing the data. So in other words, we're sitting here in October 2019, you might grab all the data from maybe June 2019 back or something like that, depending on how long it takes a typical patient in your practice to return. What we want to know is if a patient sees a provider once, what are the odds they see him again? So we got to give them time to see him twice, if that makes sense. You may choose to look at all visits, or you may just choose to try to scoop out new patient visits, 992-01345, 992-412345, if you're still using consult codes. So the first thing that you do is you grab all of those initial visits. And then what you do is you say, okay, if the visit is, let's say, April 1st, I want to look for the next visit after April 1st and see, did the patient see the same providers they saw on the first visit? And it sounds kind of complex and it sounds kind of labor intensive, but SQL Server can do this kind of thing for breakfast. And if you write the code and make it work, then what you do is you can ask SQL Server to say, all right, give me all the initial appointments and what are the odds or what are the numbers that they saw a different provider the second time. Another thing you might factor into this analysis is, well, what if I have advanced practitioners that follow these providers and I have teams of providers really and not just, you know, Dr. Jones? So what we did for the group that you'll see in the attached graphic is some of them were providers and some of them had advanced practitioners, so we call them providers and teams. And so we'd look and say, all right, if you saw either the doctor or their advanced practitioner the first time, what are the odds that you saw one of those two people the second time? It complicates the logic a bit, but again, SQL Server can do this kind of thing for breakfast. And by looking at the likelihood that the patient returned to the same provider, it can tell you a couple of things. The group that I initially did this graphic for was looking at opening a fourth location. And the question was, who do we send to the fourth location? And one of the arguments was, hey, let's find providers where the patients are so loyal they'll follow them across town to go see them again kind of thing. And those are the kind of people we want to use to open a new location because their patients will follow them to the new location. And then you kind of get a sense for how do you want to staff and where do you want to staff these locations. The other thing that this group did is they did a location loyalty. Same kind of argument, same kind of logic. Grab the initial visit, right? And then look at the second visit. Was the second visit at the same location as the first location was? And where our provider loyalties in the example range from 65% of the patients on the low end up to 83.5% of the patients on the high end saw the same provider that they did the first time. When we went to location loyalty, it was lower. It was 60% up to 77%. Went to the same location the second time. So again, the group that had me do this analysis initially was back to the fourth location. They said, all right, let's look at our three locations. Where are the ones where people are going to drive across town to go to? Where are the ones that people aren't necessarily all that loyal to? And use that kind of decision with the patients who usually go there, with the providers who are usually staffed there, to try to decide which providers do we want to move to the new location and maximize the number of patients that we retain and not lose patients in this transition to a new location. So I think there's some interesting things you might get your arms around by looking at some of this loyalty thing. And if you, even if you're not opening a new practice, you might be interested to say, how loyal is Dr. Jones versus Dr. Smith? And if Dr. Smith, you know, she has good bedside manner and Dr. Jones, maybe not so much, then you say, all right, maybe, you know, Dr. Smith needs to help Dr. Jones, then he needs to be more, you know, whatever it is to retain patients and have them come back and see him more often. You might look at it from other perspectives in terms of marketing, or who do we need to sell visits with, and if we put a big marketing effort to sell with Dr. Jones and Dr. Jones doesn't retain those patients, then, you know, do we move our marketing dollars elsewhere? There's a whole bunch of things you can do by simply asking SQL Server, how loyal are patients to these providers and to these locations? It's a query worth doing. Get your IT folks to grab those initial visits, look for the next visit, see who they saw and where they were, and try to get some trends and some information to better use data to run your practice. I hope these ideas are helpful for you, and the Big Ideas podcast gives you some big ideas for your practice. Thanks for joining me today.